Blog Talk Radio.
Right, true worshipers. It's time to forget about all the trouble the devil's brought in our life. Give it over to God. Yeah. I want you to know right now it's his time.
We gotta give him praise.
Let everybody worship.
Come on.
The Lord.
Let's worship.
Everybody worship.
Oh, come on, saints. He's worthy.
Call-in internet radio broadcast of the Grace View Church of Christ in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, with Minister Brian C. Jones. The Grace View Church of Christ in Anderson meets at 918 West Whitner Street at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning for life-changing worship service and 7 p.m. each Thursday for life transformation Bible study. Saturate your soul with encouraging biblical sermons, morning devotions, dating tips, a cappella concerts, and congregational singing by visiting us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/GraceviewSC or call us anytime at 864-332-7572 for information about the Graceview Church of Christ, Passion for Christ Radio, or any of its other ministries. If you or someone you know has been blessed by this broadcast and would like to donate financial resources to ensure the continuation of Passion for Christ Radio and Passion for Christ Television broadcast, you may give a tax-deductible donation online at www.graceviewcoc.com by clicking on the Donate tab. If you have a question or a prayer request, please dial number 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number has been called, state your name, question, or prayer request. You can also email us at graceviewcoc@gmail.com for questions or other information. Now stay tuned as Minister Brian C. Jones gives a practical biblical lesson from principles in the Word of God tonight.
Good evening and welcome to Passion for Christ. Again, I'm your host, Brian C. Jones, minister of the Grace Free Church of Christ here in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, and I'm absolutely elated to be with you on this evening. Tonight, let me summon your sermonic senses, and I want to tickle your theological thoughts as we rendezvous in Matthew chapter 3 and verse number 16 and 17. Tonight, if you needed a text, a title, or a tag, it would simply be, Daddy, watch this. Tonight's devotion is going to primarily come from Matthew 3, verse 16, 17. I give God all the praise for his beloved son, Jesus Christ, on tonight. He is the reason why we have this broadcast. He is the reason why we move, live, and have our very being. He is the reason why we have a relationship with Christ. So when you leave this call, I want you to know that it's all about Christ. I give God praise. Today is my mom's birthday. I had an opportunity to spend some time with her today. What a blessing it is. And I want to thank every one of you for being with us all across the country, as we have plenty of states tonight represented. Let me hasten and get to the text. The Bible says in Matthew 3:16, after being baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and lighting on him. Verse 17, and behold, a voice out of the heaven said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. I want you to take a walk with me back in time, for those of you who could remember back that far. In my life, I could remember when my father was living, and we stayed out in the country, and we had a tree basketball goal. If you want to know what that is, that's just a basketball goal that was attached to a tree. And I loved to watch my father and his friends play basketball, but I was too small to get out there. And he would lift me up, pick me up to get me halfway to the rim, and allow me to hold the ball and shoot. And I loved when he did that. And I would always, anytime I did anything, I wanted my father to know it. And I would say, Daddy, watch this. And anytime I got ready to shoot the ball, I wanted him to make sure he was looking, because I wanted him to see what I was doing, because I wanted my daddy's approval, in as much as I wanted my mother's approval as well. But I want to help you understand there's something about the approval of your father. And if many of you are listening with me on tonight, you need to see something in this text that I have never seen before up until about a month ago, I think it was, when God showed it to me. As you can see this picture, this is a wonderful picture in this text in Matthew 3 in verse number 13 through 17. This is a wonderful picture. This is actually the prettiest picture and a powerful passage that will give us a purposeful present. Now, here it is. I want you to see this imagery, this picture. Jesus just went to be baptized by John. Now, Jesus was not being baptized for the reasons why everybody else was being baptized, because Jesus had no sin. The Bible tells us that Jesus was being baptized in verse number 15 to fulfill all righteousness. But I want you to know that this scene. So once Jesus comes out of the water, the Bible says that the heavens were opened, and the Father is now speaking to the Son. The Son is being obedient to the Father. And then you have the Holy Spirit descending on the Son, lighting on him as a dove. You have the entire Godhead present at the baptism of Jesus Christ. What I want you to know is that God said, this is my. In other words, God is taking possession and ownership of the person that he is going to articulate in the text. He says, this is my. Possession, which means he belongs to my son, beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Now, I just want to get you to see, could you imagine Jesus knowing that he had to go to the cross, knowing that he was facing imminent death at some point and being tortured, mocked, whipped and shamed and even spat upon, but he gave his father exactly what his father wanted. Well, how do you know he wanted that? Because the father says, in whom I am well pleased. So Jesus knew that the moment that he got out of the water after being baptized, that the father was watching him. I hope you didn't miss this in the text. The Bible says in verse number 16, and he saw, notice what Jesus saw. He saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and lighting on him. So Jesus was able to get the nurture from his father. Jesus was able to know that his father was watching what he was doing. His father was aware of what he was doing, and his father approved of what he is doing. Now, my daddy is gone on, and many of you have fathers who have gone on, and some of you may not even know your fathers or may not even have a relationship with your father, but there's something invigorating. There is something significant about having the approval of a father. Now, if your father is not here with us, I can understand that. I'm in the same situation. But here's the good news on tonight. You and I and everybody that's with us, and trust me, we have people all over the country tonight, you still have an opportunity to say, Father or Daddy, watch this. Because the Bible teaches us in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 3, that the eyes of the Lord are everywhere, watching the good and the evil. God's eyes are everywhere. They're in Asia, they're in Europe, they're in California, they're in Africa, they're every place all at the same time. What are they doing? They're watching the good and the evil. Now, if just like you and I more than likely wanted the approval of a father or a mother, you and I still can have the approval of our Heavenly Father even on tonight. How can we have the approval of our Heavenly Father if you do what Jesus did? Here's two things tonight that Jesus did in the text, and I'll let you go on tonight. Two things Jesus did. Number one, the Heavenly Father was pleased because Jesus demonstrated his commitment. If you're with me tonight, just say a commitment. If you're with me tonight, just say commitment. The Heavenly Father was pleased with Jesus because Jesus demonstrated his commitment. Jesus was the way. He was committed to God's way and God's will and willing to work for the Father. Jesus being baptized signified and demonstrated to God that Jesus was willing to do the work and the will of the Father that they had predetermined before the world was, and that was to die for the sins of the world. And when he decided to die for the sins of the world, he was being baptized to fulfill all righteousness. Now, what you and I are being baptized for is because you and I have been unrighteous, and we need to get cleansed from our unrighteousness. Jesus was fulfilling all righteousness by going ahead with the original plan of the Father to die for the sins of humanity, your sins and my sins. So he was showing his commitment to the Father. Listen, as a parent, most of you parents, grandparents, aunties, uncles who raised children, you're going to feel me in just a moment. I'm almost finished. Now, when you tell your children to do something, your children cannot come back to you and say, once you've told them, I want you to clean your room, I want you to cut the grass, and I want you to sweep the driveway. Now, that's the will of the Father, the earthly father, or the earthly mother. Your children cannot come back to you and say, well, let me pray about it. Your children cannot come back to you, and unless they want to die, and say, well, I'll think about it after a little while and I'll get back to you. And that's how we treat God sometimes. What God is looking for is a commitment. At the point of a person's Christianity, in order to become a born-again child of God, the Bible teaches us that you have to be baptized. Now, baptism is just the beginning of what your commitment is going to say for you in your walk with God, just like it was for Jesus. As a matter of fact, if you read the very next verse after Matthew 3, verse 17, the Bible says that Jesus was tempted in the wilderness. So that means that that was the start of Jesus' earthly ministry. Baptism is the start of your Christianity. So baptism is your commitment. Once you obey God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, believing that he died, he was buried, and he rose from the dead, and you're willing to be baptized, immersed in water for remission of sins, to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, and to also be added to the Lord's church. That's all found in Acts chapter 2. But that is the beginning of your Christianity. That's the commitment that you made to God, that from this point on, I am going to live a life for you. And that's exactly what Jesus did. So anytime you do something that is the will of the Father. You're doing something that the Father wants you to do. All you know, you need to remember from this lesson tonight is that you can look up and say, Father, watch this. Let me go out here and live out my righteousness. Let me go out here and help some people and love on some people and give some poor people some things and help some people who need some things. And you can look up and say, Father, watch this. Just like Jesus saw the Spirit descending and his Father's voice was letting him know that he was pleased, we all need to have the nurture of a father. And no one can replace a father because Satan has been trying to kill man and fathers since the beginning. And you need to know that in Exodus chapter 1, verse 16, as I close tonight, in Exodus chapter 1, you would see that Pharaoh wanted to kill all the Hebrew boys. And then you can see in Matthew 2, verse 16, that Herod wanted to kill all the boys 2 years and younger in Bethlehem and in the vicinity of Bethlehem because he was trying to kill Jesus. And let me tell you something. People, the devil wants to kill men because men have a powerful place and a position in the kingdom of God. Men are the heads of the household. Doesn't mean a woman can't make more money and woman cannot think. It just means that God has chosen the man to be the spiritual leader of that house. And the reason why some men are not living up to the full potential is that some men have never had the spiritual influence of a spiritual father or a spiritual husband. The reason why some marriages can't work because some people have never seen spiritual marriages modeled. And because they've never seen spiritual marriage modeled, they don't know how to operate in the marriage. Therefore, they commit adultery, they do crazy things, they sin, they argue, they fuss, and they fight, and they consider dysfunctionality to be normal because they have no other precedent to look at to know how it's supposed to be. That all starts with the husband, the father, the spiritual leader, the man. And if we can begin to start training our men, because men need help, men need training. Men need somebody to guide them and to show them. And when a man can be guided and shown and demonstrated the kind of godly spiritual characteristics that God would want and like for us to display, then a man can be the kind of leader that can glorify God. And that man could say, Daddy, watch this. Because we all want somebody's approval. And the problem with our children is, and I'm trying to close, but the problem with our children is if we don't give them something to look up at, they're going to look down to something negative. And that's why if they don't get that approval from a father or a mother in a family dynamic, they're going to try to get that approval from a gang or some people that mean them no good and mean them harm. So we got to make sure that we recognize tonight that God is always watching. And if we want him to say well done, if we want him to be pleased, without faith it's impossible to please God, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder for those who diligently seek him. Just make sure that from the moment you hear the closing prayer tonight, that you make up your mind that you're going to be cognizant that God hears what you say, he knows what you think, he watches what you do. And if you want God's blessings, you cannot continue to ask God for more stuff and expect God to be satisfied with disobedience and give you more things. It just won't happen. There is no parent on this line tonight that would allow their child to constantly disobey the parent's commandments and give that child more stuff. And if you are that person, please see me privately, and we can talk about this because I want to help you on tonight. God bless you with all the love that God will give me to teach and help you on tonight. I hope and pray this spiritual deposit has been a blessing for you. Just make sure whatever you do, just know that the Father is watching and you want him to be pleased. So you can say, Father, watch this. God bless you on tonight. Hope and pray this information has truly been beneficial. Dial number one on your phone. I'm absolutely hyped right now. You ought to see me. I don't need no coffee. I don't need nothing to get me pumped up. Jesus pumps me up when he died for me on the cross of Calvary. And when you can picture in your mind the cross of Calvary and what Jesus had to go through for a wretch like me and you, you ought to be excited. You ought to be pumped up. You ought to be positive to know that God has done many things and went to great lengths to be a blessing to you. And it's all because of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Dial number one on your phone, and when the last four digits of your number have been called, state the name and the need of the person to whom you're requesting prayers for, and we would love to pray for you on tonight. Caller ending in 3338, you're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Yes, Brother Jones.
Caller. Hey, go
yes,
ahead.
Brother Jones, thank you for that message tonight. You know, I can't tell my earthly father what he did for me, but I can tell you what I can tell y'all what my heavenly father did for me. I went to the this is Sister Carl. I went in the hospital this morning, come out feeling great. Surgery went fine, and I tell you, I can just say thank you, Jesus. I just am praising him, and I thank him for how he take care of me, how he bring me in and out the hospital. And y'all just keep the prayers coming. Thank you.
Thank you. Praise the mighty name of Jesus. Won't he do it? We just give God praise tonight. We thank you, God, tonight for just blessing Sister Cobb. And we thank God every time he does it. He's done it before. He did it again. And we know that he is building his reputation because he is a God that, sure enough, answers prayers. God bless you, Sister Cobb. Glad to hear your voice tonight. Glad to see hear that praise in your spirit, and I know that's real from you, so we just give God praise for you, and we thank you on tonight. We'll certainly keep you in prayer. Caller ending in 1340, you're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Good evening. This is Sister Walker. I'm just feeling really good tonight. I was able to get my eyes checked, something I haven't been able to do for a while now, so praise God that was able to be done. And while I was there and speaking with the assistant manager about some other things, they have positions open. So I got an application, and I will be going back on Friday to talk with the manager, turning my resume and application. So keep me in prayer on that, that if it's for me, that I know what God has for me is for me. And let's pray that this is for me. Just thank you. And I feel good as far as my health. I'm feeling a lot better today. Keep me in prayer. Thank you.
What a blessing. Thank you, Sister Walker, for that. We'll certainly keep you in prayer. Glad to see that God is blessing you to feel good on tonight. And we thank God for what he's doing in your life. Thank you so much. Caller ending in 4804. You're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that message, Brother Jones. Much needed. I called my son, trying to do it. Please be so kind as to add to your prayer list. My brother-in-law passed away today. His name is Harris. A good friend is battling with cancer. Her name is Stephanie Muldrin. And one more brother, good brother, is battling with cancer as well. His name is Walter Sims. And if you keep those inspiring lessons going and the good prayers going, God bless you. I appreciate you. Love you, brother.
Love you, Brother Jones, all the way from Detroit, Michigan. We thank you for your encouragement. We'll certainly keep those people in prayer, and we thank you so much. You can certainly go back to the archive lesson and listen to that to give it to your son, but we certainly appreciate your encouragement. And we'll pray for those bereaved families and those who are struggling with illnesses and diseases, that God will intervene at this time. Caller ending in 8952, you're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Hi, Brother John. This is Sister Brown from Waynesboro, Georgia. I want to say thank you for the lesson. Also, I'm asking prayers for the Waynesboro Church of Christ. Asking prayers for our minister, Moses Levine. Pray that he may continue to move forward, not grow weary and well-doing. I'm also asking prayers for Sister Ayana and Sister Adney. Pray for them in their spiritual walk. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Brown. We'll certainly keep those people in prayer. God bless all of you tonight for tuning in. Thank you for the praise reports, the prayers, the encouragement. Let's continue to keep the fight. I've been teaching a Bible class on Thursday at our church here in Anderson at the Grace View Church of Christ, and we talked about how sometimes Jesus knows that Satan is after us, but sometimes what Jesus will do is pray that your faith not fail. Because we all know that we prayed some prayers that we had faith in, but God didn't answer that prayer, which teaches us that God had a different will for that situation. Now, we know what we want God's will to be, but God's will is what it is. So when God does not change our predicaments, we need to make sure that we pray that that person's faith fail not. Because if the person's faith fails when the person is going through a calamity or an illness or a sickness, then the devil wins and then God loses. God wins and meets us at the finish line if we keep our faith, even if God doesn't answer prayers. I can go all night and pray with me. Bow your head if you're physically able. Oh, God, thank you for Sister Cobb. Thank you for allowing her to come home having a successful procedure. Thank you for all you've done for her. Continue to bless her and do more. Thank you for Sister Walker. Thank you for that interaction she had today with that person. Allow it to be fruitful so that she can do more for you and your kingdom. Thank you for her health. Lord, we thank you tonight for Brother Jones in Detroit, that you'll be with his son, you'll be with the bereaved family, and that you'll be with those who are struggling. Lord, if we pray, Lord, that you heal them and bless them to be healed, but if not, if it's not your will, we pray that their faith fail not. Lord, thank you for Sister Brown in Waynesboro, that you bless that congregation and all those to whom she requested prayers for, particularly her minister, that he'll continue to fight the good fight of faith. Be with all of us tonight who are on this line. Help us look unto thee and know you're watching, and we could do good things to glorify you and say, Father, watch this, and give you the glory, honor, and praise. It's in Jesus' holy and righteous name we pray. Amen.
I want to be near. My Savior died on a hill so lonely.
Would like to thank each person on this call tonight for your attention to this most important matter of salvation and for extending your prayer request to God as well. We pray that the biblical principles from God's Word tonight have helped you understand who God is and what He would have us to do. Join us next week and persuade someone new to join us as we discuss the wisdom in the Word of God on Passion for Christ at 9 p.m. with Minister Brian C. Jones. In keeping with the mandate given in Mark Chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, to his disciples by Jesus Christ, we urge you to go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. May God bless you and have a blessed night.